This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. Last year, we introduced you to a groundbreaking treatment program for dementia patients at Perry County Memorial Hospital in Perryville, Missouri. Earlier this year, a registered nurse, senior lecturer, and research fellow at the School of Nursing at the University of Auckland in New Zealand visited Perryville to learn more about the Cognitive Stimulation Therapy Program and talk about her work with health robots and older adults. Kathy Perry says the work with robots started in 2008, and she joined the effort 2 years later. Perry's currently involved in several research projects to improve health outcomes for older people. One of the studies hopes to increase medication compliance using robots. Perry says they're placed in people's homes to remind them to take their medications at the correct time.
Because if you're not taking your medications correctly or forgetting to take them, then you're more likely to end up back in hospital. And this is a driver of keeping people out of hospital around the world.
She says the robots and the humans are actually able to develop a relationship.
Often the robots will break down because we're still, you know, developing the robots. So the robots will break down and we'd have to go over and remove the robot and replace it or just take it away so we could repair it. And we would put the robot in the box and the older person who was using the robot would get very, very upset because we were treating it disrespectfully because we were putting it in a box. And that was quite a revelation for me because then I was going, gosh, you know. So we did some studies and reported that, you know, the social connectedness was an important part of them having the robot in their house.
Perry says the robot builds a relationship with its human counterpart because it's constructed based on feedback provided by residents in a large retirement village.
It sort of stands about, well, how big is that?
Just like, a couple of feet.
It can roam around on the floor if it wants, but we didn't. We had it up on a bench, and it's got a cute little head. Because older people said they didn't want a face. They didn't want it looking human-like at all. And they wanted a big touch screen so that they could interact with it. So it's got a little sort of robot-y head, and it's got little, you know, the lights up. If I was talking to you now, it would light up and it would be able to swing its head. So if you were talking to me, it would move its head around, swing its head around to you. And if I was talking, it would swing its arm. It's got little arms that blink and it can dance. And it can talk quite cutely as well. You know, it's got a tone that is not human-like because older people have said they don't want a human-like voice to deliver the message to them. They want a robotic kind of voice, so that's what they're getting.
I don't recall whether you took your bedtime medications yesterday. Did you manage to take them yourself?
I see. That's all right. Please don't take those medications just mentioned. I'll just make a note of it, and we can move on. Please make sure you have your medication and a glass of water with you. Let me know when you are ready to take them.
Perry says researchers have also introduced a robot that looks like a baby harp seal. It's called Paro, Personal Assistive Robot. She says it was first used in Japan because pet therapy is not allowed in Japanese facilities. In one study in New Zealand, Paro proved to be more popular with dementia patients than a live animal.
We did a big trial in New Zealand using the seal and showed that the interaction with people with dementia and was their quality of life improved. And they did a trial with the dog, the resident dog visiting, and the Paro, matching Paro won.
Look at that, isn't that cute? That's so cute.
He's
so cute. Oh, that's so
he
nice.
He hears you talking.
Oh, he likes that.
He does. He likes you to pet him.
Look at that. Isn't that something?
Paro is outfitted with dual 32-bit processors, 3 microphones, 12 tactile sensors covering its fur, touch-sensitive whiskers, and a delicate system of motors and actuators that silently move its limbs and body. She says research shows the robots, like Paro, work better in people's homes than in retirement centers or nursing homes.
It would be fair to say that we'd rather have them in the homes, in the community dwellers, rather than the facilities. I think we're still working on how we're better to use robots in the facilities, to be quite honest.
Perry says one of the best things about the health robot program is it can improve the quality of life without more medication.
Let's not introduce any drugs to make you happy. because we want to remove depression and, you know, all of those kind of bad things with older people with dementia. And those older people sometimes in aged residential care don't have a good quality of life, it would be fair to say. I'm not, you know. And so anything that's going to help them feel better about themselves is a good thing.
Perry says the use of robots in maintaining the quality of life for older adults is spreading across the world, including the U.S. Dr. John Morley specializes in geriatrics at the St. Louis University School of Medicine. He's written an article about Reba, the robo-nurse, a bear-like robot that can safely whisk people out of bed and into a wheelchair or chair. Mobile toilets can be summoned to the bedside by the patient to provide more dignity, and there are also exercise robots to lead sessions in nursing homes. Dr. Morley says for all of us aging in the 21st century, we can almost guarantee a robot will be in our healthcare future. I'm Brad Palmer.